All right, I'd like to call this meeting of the Board of Selectmen to order. It is Wednesday, March 3rd. David Hill is recording. It is 6:03. And we'll do a roll call. Mr. Beaupre.
Here.
Mr. Corson.
Here.
Mr. Dyer.
Here.
Mr. Hill.
Here.
Ms. Damon is here. Ms. Ophant.
Here.
And Mr. Poria.
Here.
We can all hear, see and hear each other. Is there, and we still have no attendees, is that right? Oh, you do?
No, we have five.
Okay. All right, so the first item on our agenda are public comments, not on the, for items not on the agenda. Let's see if I can see who's here. Okay, do any of the people on the, in the audience, any attendees have something they would like to say or questions they want to ask that are not related to anything on the agenda?
We have five people
seeing no hands
now, and there are no hands.
Okay, so we're going to move right along to the town administrator's report.
Myself, unmute myself. We've gotten three applications so far for the broadband committee. They've all been new people so far, and we've had no official volunteers for the facilities committee, but I've had two different people inquire about what it's going to be like or what they're looking into, so we'll see. As I mentioned, the town needs a new auditor. The Smith and Associates isn't going to be doing municipal work anymore. So I provided an RFP in your packet for you to look at if you want. It's very similar to the one that you used last time. I think Marjorie put it together in 2016. I just took some of the detail out of it to make it a little simpler. If you're okay with that, I'll post it tomorrow.
Anyone have any comments about the memo to post for a new auditor? Yeah. Okay,
One quick, Justin, you said the people who have been doing our auditing have decided to get out of the business?
Yeah, the auditor that's been doing the audit for us, for example, Peter Hall, he's moving on. And the firm just, with him leaving the firm, just reevaluated whether they wanted to do municipal work, and they
okay.
don't.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
The last thing, as in my memo, but just so everybody knows, Donna Mark and I met with representatives from Wright Pierce and Barney Baker's firm, and they've agreed to do sort of a joint venture proposal for a design level assessment for the Stone Wharf. They're gathering information now. I expect to have something in the next several weeks. This was what we talked about before, about doing borings and trying to find out if the Stone Wharf is structurally sound or what would need to be done to make it so that then you could move on to potentially the next step of either build out or updating the Stone Wharf for the next phase. But this would just be the initial, them taking a detailed look at its current status. I don't know.
Justin, didn't that also include some kind of an estimate or a feasibility of adding, of going up for sea level rise?
I think part of the design level would be them telling us whether it's structurally sound and whether it's capable of holding more weight. So whether that be sea level rise, lifting it and adding things on top, or adding on to the sides or the length or whatever the plan might be, whether it can withstand that type of additional shear or whatever it may encounter with those additional areas.
Are there any questions of the town administrator about his report? All right, seeing none, can I have a motion to accept his report?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. We'll do a quick roll call. Mr. Beaupre?
Yes.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Ms. Damon is yes. Now on to the treasurer. Put on a different hat.
Yeah. Mark went through this yesterday, and I kind of went through the line items he had questions on. There's nothing really outstanding here other than what has already been talked about. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Bo?
I had the line item, I lost it. 307. I don't know what that's abbreviated for, but it's like 1,000. Never mind. I'm looking at the wrong one.
Okay.
That's a good thing. We're over on that one. The radio telephone in the fire rescue. Line item 6110. It's at 121% already. It's $1,000 over budget. I don't know if you explained that to Mark or not. I just didn't have time to read the full email.
Mark, do you have something to add?
If I may, Justin, I don't mean to interfere with your answer, but I recall that when we ordered the new rescue, we underestimated some of the outfitting that was going to be needed for the radios for the new ambulance, and that ate up some of that line item, I believe.
Okay.
I'd have to look into that for you, Bo. That very well could be the case. I'll look into that.
So I don't know if Mark, you had talked to him about public service. There's a couple items that are kind of weird. The diesel's chewed up to 81%. I'm just wondering.
We purchase all that usually at the beginning of the year to fill the tank. So
okay,
we'll ride on that until it's empty or until next year, basically.
And then the barging.
Yep, I mentioned that to Mark. I have to, all of that in that line is payments to Lionel Plant. What we're having problems with is it's sometimes difficult to figure out what it's for. The invoices aren't always clear. So sometimes there's some mix up about the solid waste barging gets applied into public services and vice versa. Chuck and I were going to try to sit down because he's concerned about that line too. So we were going to try to sit down and try to align stuff that he's ordered with the dates and see if we can figure out what's going on there. But
yeah, I to me it was a red flag because there wasn't that much road material ordered.
You know? Right. So,
anyway, I don't think I had any. I think that was it. Thank you.
I think that, Justin, this has been a recurring problem we've had over and over again, trying to figure out what is actually the Lionel Plant barge bill for. Is they're not always clear whether it's solid waste or whether it's road materials or whatever. And it's and we've been working on that, but I think that is that's a recurring issue.
Okay.
Trying to sort that out. Mark?
I do a fair amount of barging with this company in my business, and it can get confusing. I'll just make a suggestion when you're talking to Public Works crew and Gail up at the transfer station. Whoever is ordering the vehicles and the dumpster or dump truck or stuff coming with it, maybe some type of a journal, some type of a tracking journal from each department might help.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion.
Sort of a notebook.
Yep.
Thank you.
Good suggestion.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Anyone else from the board, Bo?
Yeah, probably talk to Lionel Plant too and see about a better description on their bills too.
Yeah, we've kind of tried that, but,
they should be riding either a dumpster or a dump truck. I mean,
yeah, right.
Kind of simple.
It's not that complicated, I don't think.
Exactly.
Is there anyone in the audience who would like to ask a question of the town administrator about the budget? And I forgot to ask about the town administrator's report as well as the town budget report. So if anyone has a question about either one of those, this would be an opportunity. All right, seeing none. David.
Yeah, before we get into regular business, I'd just like to mention that we are very pleased to announce that we'll be getting COVID-19 inoculations over here on the 17th of March using the J&J vaccine. And this is through the CDC. And this will be for people to start with 60 and over. We did the 70 and overs a couple of weeks ago. Now we're going to the 60s and over. And we'll be hopefully going on down the cohorts. They're now, the CDC, the main CDC is now doing it by age decades, if you will. So you start with the 70s and up, and then the 60s, then the 50s, and the 40s, and then everybody under 40. And so we don't have to worry about the other qualifications of whether you're a safety worker or whatever. So just wanted to let people know that that's happening. And do go to the town website or BEV's website and make sure that you're on the list. If you've already signed up, you don't have to sign up again, but make sure that you are on the list and you'll be contacted for your shot. And this is a really good thing to get this all behind us. Just wanted
to- David, as of today, late this afternoon, the governor changed her plan and now teachers and people in schools are included.
That's correct. So
I don't know if that will impact this clinic or not.
Well, it should. We'll know by the end of the week. We'll be talking. When I say we, I mean Nancy and her group will be talking to the CDC, and I suspect it'll be a case of getting the CDC's okay to include those individuals. I fully expect they will be, but it isn't certain yet.
Yeah, just so that's on the radar screen for people.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Could I have a motion to accept the treasurer's report if no one else has any more questions?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Moved and seconded. Mr. Beaupre.
Yes.
Mr. Corson.
Yes.
Mr. Dyer.
Yes.
Mr. Hill.
Yes.
Ms. Damon is yes. Okay. Now on to our regular business. On the first item, I was under the impression that we actually had a new quote from Barney Baker that was spelled out. So, and what we actually have is just the email. And so what I'm suggesting, especially because we're working on the Stone Wharf with the stability study, mm-hmm. is I would like to know if someone would make a motion to ask Barney Baker for a specific proposal with cost to design an 80-foot ramp and float system at Cousins Island. And so that we're just talking about Cousins Island.
Just Cousins Island and not the Stone Wharf?
Well, because we're doing a stability study. So if we're going to do a stability study, we won't know what we're going to do about putting anything on it until the stability study is done. So there's no sense to design something and then have to redesign it another time. That's like paying for two different mm-hmm. things. I guess that's what my suggestion is. Jay.
I'd like to emphasize what you just said, which is that let this side of the island be in one plan, and what we do on the Stone Wharf or on the other side is a separate plan. And as I understand it, from what you sent us, that he is already starting to do a plan with Yarmouth.
Right.
For that side of the island, their island. So, it would probably be a good idea to see what can be coordinated, if anything, over there. The only thing I would throw out is if you get another foot of sea level rise over there, sea level rise in this area, wouldn't matter how long the ramp was. It's going to be underwater at the start.
Right.
So I think we really need to think about we need a bigger overall thought as to what we're doing. And just putting an 80-foot ramp in someplace to put an 80-foot ramp in, because it sort of comes close to ADA, it just doesn't make any sense to me until we have a bigger, better thought out overall plan of things.
Well, I guess my feeling is because they are doing something over there in Yarmouth, this would be the time for us to at least get in to have the discussion. And all we're asking is, all I'm asking is that we actually find out from him how much that would actually cost. It's not committing us to anything. It's just saying, okay, how much would it cost? And then if we have that information, then I think that Mark and I have something to go over and talk to the Joint Standing Committee about, and perhaps get involved in this work that they're doing at Cousins Island. David.
Yeah, so just to be clear, you already have a bid from Barney working in conjunction with, I can't remember now, for the Stone Wharf, is that correct?
We're waiting for that.
But it's coming on paper.
Yes, it's coming on paper, but all we had was an email from Barney where it wasn't really clear how much it was going to cost, and he had combined both the Stone Wharf and the Cousins Island. So all I'm asking is that we clarify with him how much would it, and it was all kind of jumbled in with what a grant would be. So, it is grantable, whether we get one or not. I mean, it qualifies. David.
Well, I'd like to move that we authorize our board chairman to work with Barney Baker and Associates to clarify the bids for all of the work on Cousins Island and Stone Wharf.
Okay. Well, no. The Stone Wharf is two. That's a different project.
Well, that's it. That's what I'm saying is we've got all these projects going. Right. I'd like to see basically a consolidated statement of what those projects proposed and otherwise are going to cost.
Well, we don't want it to be consolidated. We want two separate proposals.
I'm not asking for a consolidated. I'm asking for.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm asking for the pieces.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you said consolidated.
No, not at all. No, I want to know what the individual pieces are, and in one place where we can look at Stone Wharf before, after Cousins Island, so forth and so on.
Okay. So, David, would you make that again instead of the chair? Have the town administrator.
All right, that'd be fine. To authorize the town administrator to work with Barney Baker and Associates to develop individual bids for the projects involving Cousins Island and the Stone Wharf.
That sound right?
No.
David, are you talking about the big study? We're talking about the stability study, or are you talking about 80-foot ramps?
I'm talking about all of those things, the stability, the 80-foot ramps, what we're doing at proposing at Cousins, what we might be proposing at Stone Wharf, anything that has been under consideration and discussion.
Because right now, the 80-foot ramps at the Stone Wharf are not under consideration.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Not a motion, just a thought here, is that we want Barney Baker et al. To provide us with a structural analysis of the stone pier. And we should move forward on that.
They're going to come back with something, and then we'll vote on that. Okay. That has nothing to do with this motion.
That's my point is that should be the central focus. The rest of it could be on hold until we get that information.
It's up to the board. These are two totally different things that are not dependent upon one another.
Correct. And I think we should talk to Yarmouth before we start talking about, because they probably already spent the money to do it.
Right.
To do what? The 80-foot ramps?
To look at the wharf on Cousins Island.
All we're doing at Cousins Island, the only thing we're trying to do is just get Bonnie Baker to give us a firm number for what it would cost to do a study. That's all we need. And then we can go on to the next step. That's all we need.
Can we just ask him? I don't know. Do we have to have a motion on this or?
No, Justin can go back and say we need more information. But I just want to find out if the majority of this board even wants to do it. I know some people don't want to do it. So we need to, Mark.
When you say Yarmouth is looking at that landing site over there, what does that mean? Are they looking to rebuild the wharf?
No. I talked to Nat Tupper, without revealing exactly his thoughts on it. There is no plan that he is currently pursuing to put any more money into Cousins Island. They're doing a townwide marine facilities assessment. So they're looking at all of their facilities and seeing what their long-term needs might be at all of their wharf, pier, whatever facilities in the town.
Okay.
That's pretty much their only facility.
Yeah, well, in any event, he made it very clear that they're not proposing putting any money anymore. In his words, I'm not interested in putting any more money in Cousins Island.
Okay.
That's what he told me on the phone. So okay. I don't know if he really wants me to say that in a public meeting, but that's what he told me.
So if I may, sorry, David, the point of my question was, at some point, I think it would be nice to understand what it might entail and what it might cost to put in a longer ramp and float system over there at Cousins Island if we wanted to do so as a community to help our traveling citizens. I'm also of the belief that we need to get talking with Yarmouth again, and Justin and Donna know that I think that way, and I hope that the rest of the board thinks that way, about how things are going over there right now, what the topics should be, what the concerns should be, and breaching the subject of, how seriously are they going to start talking about the area over by the power plant. So I guess my point to my statement is at some point soon, I don't think it's going to be harmful to know that a longer ramp and a bigger float system could be put over at the wharf that we're currently landing on. What would be the drawbacks? How would sea level rise affect it now and in the future, projected by people that study that type of stuff? And, do we want to do it? So I'm in favor of Justin asking Bernie Baker to send us a detailed proposal of how much that would cost and what it would take to accomplish it. Doesn't mean we're going to do it. Doesn't mean we're not going to do it. But I think at some point we're going to have to take a look at it in the picture of mainland access to Cousins Island.
David.
Yeah, Matt Ridgway's had his hand up for a while. I suspect he may be able to shed some light on.
Yeah, can you bring him in?
Yep. Go ahead, Matt.
Hi. So I'm sure I can't shed any light on anything, but I just wanted to bring up as you guys are looking at different proposals and grants for different proposals. I've been looking into grants for CTC through the Maine DOT and through the FTA, and any grant, whether it is for planning purposes or whether it's for development of commercial facilities or recreational facilities, that I found one of the stipulations that they've all had is access and accessibility. And And in Maine here, we can't meet the ADA requirements for a ramp reasonably. But what they have required in other places, like in Cumberland and Falmouth, Long Island, and so those are areas that are close to us with similar kind of tidal ranges. But even as far down east as Isle of Ho, when these places have applied for grants, they've been required to have these ADA or non-ADA compliant, but as close as we can reasonably get to with 80-foot ramps. So I think even for planning purposes, I know that Justin is familiar, I think, and some of the selectmen probably are with the, I'm not going to be able to pull the name out of my hat here for the grant for planning waterfront projects like this. But for even planning grants, I would assume that 80-foot ramps are going to have to be kind of the benchmark for being able to get any of that grant money. So I just wanted to add that to the conversation.
Oh, thank you, Matt. One of the things that Bonnie Baker talked about in his initial letter to us was that he was willing to help apply for the grants, and there were a couple of grants that he thought were available because of that. All right, let's move this along. What's the pleasure of this board right now? Do we want to have Justin talk to Bonnie and have him come back with a proposal for an engineering study to build to enlarge the ramp system over there and put in an 80-foot ramp? Do we want Justin to ask him for more specifics? That's really the question. Mark?
I'll make that as a motion.
All right, is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any more discussion on the part of the board? I'm gonna go to the public in a minute. All right, anyone in the public have any comments? All right, seeing none, we'll call for a vote. Mr. Beaupre?
Yes.
Mr. Corson?
No.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Ms. Damon is yes. So Justin, I think that means you can just get in touch with Bonnie and just say we need something a little more specific. Thank you. All right, moving on to the next item. Okay, I do not have the up-to-date and I may have skipped it. About the tax acquired property.
No, the next item is the sheriff's contract.
Okay, so when does the tax acquired property come up?
It's almost the last item.
Okay, thank you.
I think it is the last item.
All right, to authorize the town administrator to sign the contract with the Cumberland County Sheriff's Department for summer law enforcement. We talked about this, we had some questions, the questions were answered. Mark?
I'll make a motion to authorize our town administrator to sign the summer contract with the Cumberland County Sheriff's Department.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion with the board? Any discussion with the public? All right, we'll call for a vote. Mr. Beaupre?
Yes.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Ms. Damon is yes, unanimous. All right, moving on to the next one. To consider sending a letter of congratulations to the town of Cumberland on its 200th anniversary. I put this in here because I think it's the 17th or the 19th, I can't remember which, Cumberland turns 200. And for those people who aren't aware, the reason Cumberland was able to become a town is because of Shebig. Because they did not know what to do with Shebig and that was the holdup in the legislature, because neither Cumberland nor North Yarmouth wanted Shebig, because there were so many people here who were seafarers. And this is all, these are all on little slips of paper at the Maine State Archives where they passed the notes back and forth. At one point they decided they were one of their proposals was to split Shebig down the middle and give half of it to one town and half the other. And Ephraim Sturtevant, who had been a privateer during the War of 1812 and probably employed some people from Shebig, was also the representative who wanted Cumberland to be formed. He came to Shebig and went back with a petition signed by the vast majority of people on Shebig. And 2 days later, Cumberland became a town. So that's the story. Mark.
I'll make a motion that we send a letter of congratulations to the town of Cumberland from the town of Shebig for celebrating their 200th anniversary, and let them know that Donna misses being a councilwoman quite badly.
We could send her back.
How about a last part?
The last part was just kind of a...
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Yes.
Second.
Okay. All right. I guess David or Bo, somebody had it.
Somebody.
Chris, do you need it clarified that they didn't vote to send Donna back to Cumberland? Or
actually, I've already been called back. I'm going over there Friday and being interviewed. So just to let you know, they're doing the Humans of Cumberland, and they invited me to be part of it. All right. So any discussion on that? Any discussion? And I'll write the letter so Justin doesn't have to do it. Nobody from the public's got their hand up. All right, let's quickly vote on that. So it's like a resolution. Mr. Beaupre?
Yes.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes, but I want to share a note that we just got from Matt Ridgway. My kids are listening to this meeting, and Donna, and they say whenever Donna speaks, you get a history lesson. They love it. And I vote
yes. That's the only time they see me at school. They bring me in for that.
And I vote yes.
Okay, and I'll vote yes. So it's unanimous. Okay, now moving on to to hear an update on the Stone Wharf dredging project. Justin and I had an email, was it today or yesterday? And I'll let Justin turn this over to Justin where we are now with the mudflat story. This is the saga of the mudflats.
So I guess after much internal debate and emails and all that, the Army Corps has decided they do not need deeds, and that a simple map showing the area and the deed that the golf course has is enough. So they don't need anything from us other than that. So we sent them the deed and the map, the tax map, and supposedly that's good enough. So all for naught.
Good news.
So that's the latest. We still don't have any idea of where we are on the agenda for when it will actually happen. They have closed the public comments. They didn't get any more letters than what they already had. They're trying to address the ones from the EPA, which had to do with eelgrass. I think that was really the only question. Bo.
Can we get what Justin just said in writing so they don't come back 2 weeks from now saying no, where you didn't, you know?
We do have it in writing. Yeah.
Okay, you good.
Justin can send that email tomorrow to everybody. We do have it in writing.
I certainly wouldn't put too much weight in it.
Mark.
Thank you to Justin and Donna for continuing to communicate and work on this for everyone.
Anyone else have a comment? Anybody in the audience have a comment or question about dredging? All right, seeing none, we're moving right along here. The next is to consider and approve the certificate of settlements for the tax years 2019 and 2020. Justin can explain this.
Yeah, so when a tax commitment is committed to the tax collector, they are legally on the hook for it until you sign this discharge. So Marjorie, under the law, is still responsible for collecting any outstanding tax. So you'll see the one for 19, it's only $899. That's all that's left. And the other one is pretty significant because it's the current tax year and we haven't received the second payment yet. So the only people that can discharge her from that responsibility is you. So the first two sheets for each year that you see is signed by Jackie, the assessor, and that is recommitting the amount due to Vika, who is the tax collector. So it's making Vika responsible for that. The third sheet that says municipal officers on the bottom, that's where you folks come in and you discharge Marjorie from that responsibility.
So what would be a good motion for this?
You would vote basically to approve these discharges, and then I will set out a copy with the correct date and you'll have to each come in and sign it.
Okay, David?
I'd like to make that motion, but would it be possible to correct a typo on the two sheets that were signed by Jackie Robbins? It refers to Justin Poirier as a her. And I think that just needs to be fixed. What it says is to pay the same to Justin L. Poirier, treasurer of said municipality, or to her successor in office. Or if the treasurer, and here's where I get confused from what you just said, if unless the treasurer is Vika, in which Vika's name has to be there, but one way or the other, we've got a gender mismatch.
So does it go to the treasurer or the tax collector?
They're two different things.
Oh, okay.
So there's two amounts here. So the certificate of recommitment is saying that, the one that says that at the top is saying that the tax collector shall collect the tax. The other one is saying that basically is saying the tax collector shall remit that to the treasurer to deposit into the town accounts. These things get confusing because we all wear multiple hats in a small town. If we were all different people, it would be easier to follow. But
yeah, right. This isn't the certificate of recommitment that I'm talking about. This is the other page, warrant for completion of collection.
Right.
Where it refers to Justin Poirier as her and then her successor in office.
Well, they probably just took Marjorie's name out and stuck that in.
That's exactly.
It's an oversight.
Yeah, I just think it ought to be cleaned up. If we can do that, I would move that we approve the certificate of settlements for the tax years 2019-2020.
Is there a second? Second. Not seconded. Any discussion? Any discussion from the audience? Seeing no discussion, we'll call for a vote. Mr. Beaupre?
Yes.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Ms. Damon? And it's unanimous. All right, so now the last one, I'm gonna ask Mark if he can read it because I somehow didn't put the right one in my, it's in the kitchen, so.
Okay, will do, Donna. The last item is item 21-160. To consider authorizing the treasurer to accept property tax payment on a foreclosed property located at 44 Jenks Road and to authorize the town administrator to convey the property to the previous owners.
Okay, and I'm gonna turn that over to Justin to explain. Just follow up from the last meeting.
So after the last meeting, I was called by a resident in town here that knew the location of the person's ex-wife, knew their address. So I sent a certified letter to her and she called immediately when she received it. And she was horrified that it had gotten this far. Apparently, according to her divorce, her ex-husband is responsible for paying the taxes on all their properties that they own. So she said that he would either pay by the end of the week or early next week, or she would pay herself and then she'd deal with him separately. So they fully intend. And then the ex-husband called me about 10 minutes after I hung up with her asking how much he owed and whether he could send in one check. So I anticipate a check coming in because it's town owned property. Now it's been foreclosed on. I cannot accept payment without your authorization. The foreclosure ordinance clearly gives you the authority to turn this property back over to her during this time period, the 6 month time period that you're authorized to convey it back. So I just need, I don't have the check yet, but when I get it, I'll need it to deposit it. So, and then to convey, then to quit claim deed the property back to the Jinx, the Meehan's.
All right, Jay.
I move we authorize the town administrator to accept payment of the property tax for 44 Jenks Road, and subsequent to receiving the check and it clearing, that the property be reassigned to the owners.
I second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on this item? Any discussion from the audience? All right, seeing none, we'll call for a vote. Mr. Beaupre?
Yes.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Ms. Damon, yes. So it's unanimous. All right, thank you. Communications, does anyone have any communications they want to share?
No, we have a budget workshop. 21-161.
Okay, all right, let's just talk about that quickly. Mark.
So I spoke with Justin quickly on the telephone today. I also spoke with Donna on the telephone. And basically, as you know, you did not receive any updated budget sheets. So where we left off last time with the operational budget would be the subject for this workshop discussion right now. And I think we're pretty clear on where we left off with the operating budget, unless someone or most of you disagree with that statement and have a lot of outstanding questions and comments of where we are thus far with the operational budget.
The only thing I would just bring attention to is I created the tax rate calculation, like the overall sheet, so you could see where we stand as of right now. The only change that I would make is I did receive the county tax warrant. It went up a little bit. So instead of the county tax being 158,200, it's 163 and change. So it didn't go up very much. But other than that, all the rest of these numbers are the same. Gives you an idea right now, depending on what you end up deciding to do with capital, it looks like the tax rate would be flat under the current conditions, but obviously you haven't made up all your mind on the capital projects yet. I also included, as I said I would, for Jay, I put a capital planning priority list and included the amounts that are in those reserve funds related to the projects that have already been put in the capital plan. So you can go through, there may be others that aren't in the capital plan, but I put that together so you could try to prioritize, each of you could prioritize it the way you see fit. It might help for later discussion. I put the reserve fund balances in there. And finally, not to belabor anything, but I put three different examples of what bonding would look like. So the first one, the short one I put in there was for 10 years. And I just used 200,000 just as an indicator that if you decided to put the dredging to a bond, that's what it would look like. And then the other ones, I put 6 million as an idea for, you know, stone wharf sort of. And the other one is just something in the middle, paving and something else.
Thank you, Justin. David, go ahead.
Justin, you say it's flat. Does that include the school portion?
Yes.
Thank you.
So while you bring that up, David, I'd like to point out that right now on our budget workshop schedule, our next budget workshop's not scheduled until March 23rd, and that's a joint meeting with the school committee. After that, the next one is April 7th. I guess my question to Justin, Donna, and the board is, when do we envision taking up the capital side of the budget again?
I guess my feeling would be that we probably should do that sometime before the 7th.
I'm kind of thinking myself that we just sort of started touching on the capital budget really last time, because the first time that we were scheduled to talk about it, we didn't talk about it or decided to put it off or something. I can't remember how that went down. So I'm kind of in agreement with you, Donna. I think we should probably think about a possible slight modification of this existing budget schedule, maybe? Is that what you're thinking?
What I'm thinking is, what do you think about having, you know, another capital discussion on the whatever our next meeting is? Chris probably knows the date right off the top of her head. Today is the 3rd, so 14th, 17th. Yeah. Is that right?
Right.
So if we put a capital budget discussion on that agenda, does that sound good, Mark? No, but Bo saying no.
I think once we start talking about this, we'll be on here for till 10 o'clock at night. I'd rather do a Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, revise the existing budget schedule, and either do it before our next meeting or do it right after our next meeting.
And do a Saturday morning.
I'd rather do a Saturday morning and solely capital. That's it.
It's probably a good idea.
How's everybody else feel about that?
I'm going to struggle for a Saturday here. Anytime right off, especially where we just did a Saturday. I've got a heck of a bunch of work scheduled and client meetings coming up in the next month. I was wondering if you guys would consider another separate weeknight for 2 hours.
Yeah, either way.
That's fine.
Okay, so why don't we have Mark talk to Justin and Christine, and we'll come up with a date, and we'll throw it out, not throw it out, I mean, share it and get feedback and see if people are available. Does that sound like a plan?
Well, yeah, that's fine. I would rather see all of you after we get done tonight, in the next day or so, throw out your availability and your preferences for another night meeting as well. Would that be all right?
Are we not able to do that right now, or?
One half dozen of the other.
Why don't we not do it on, let's just send an email in the morning, because I've got to check my schedule and, you know, I can't think about it right off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's all I'm suggesting, is everybody just sort of recheck your schedules and say, these are my preferences for, you know, this week, next week, so on.
Yep.
Mark, do you want us to try to do it before the next meeting, or try to do it before the 7th?
No.
Or this month, I should say. How's that?
I would suggest this month. Wouldn't you, Justin?
Well, we're meeting with the school.
Yeah, probably, but I would also suggest that you go through that capital project list too, before we meet again, so that we can have all your and if I could have that a few days before, I can put it together in some way so that you can all see what you each think is the priority, so we can come to some consensus.
Okay, so do you think that it's really important that we try to get onto this capital part in the month of March, or do you think it's okay if it didn't make it in the month of March because of scheduling conflicts?
I would rather deal with it in March, and if something happens, then we got April to play with.
Okay, so just take a look at your schedules and say I could do these two nights this week, these two nights next week, so on and so forth. Okay.
Okay.
And in the meantime, like Justin suggested, try to prioritize in your mind what you think the capital list would look like if you had to suggest it to the people of Shebig and yourself, and start thinking about saving for things, budgeting for things, or bonding for things within reason. Sound good, Donna?
Yep, And while we're still talking about the budget, I was going to bring this up under other business, but I might as well bring it up now. I had a nice email from Jeff Putnam about the meeting with the school. And he invited everyone on the board, if you have any questions, to get those to, it'd probably be a good idea to get them to Justin, he can get them to Ann so that they're all consolidated, about the budget and before we meet. And or any questions you might have. For example, I asked him questions about when their bond came due, what is their capital, you know, what have they got in the capital plan? And he immediately came right back with some answers. So I'm sure those will be things that we'll talk about. But so if anybody has anything, they would love it ahead of time. They have a meeting coming up next week. So if you have some question about anything to do with the school budget, they will have a budget for us before we meet with them to look at, but they really haven't got it finalized or anything right now. So anyway, that's an invitation, and we're looking forward to that meeting. That's on the 23rd at 6 p.m. And we can't decide whether we should do it on our Zoom or their Zoom. So, you know, I'm not sure which one we should do. Jeff's on here. It's their meeting. So do we go to their Zoom or do they come to our Zoom? And who gets the pizza? That's what I want.
It's the same Zoom. The school is using the same.
I was being facetious. I was trying to add a little levity.
And as for the pizza, it really doesn't matter.
Okay. All right.
Use autos and bill it to them.
Yeah, right. That's true. Okay. So moving on. Now I think we can move to communications. Did anyone have any communications they want to share? Okay. So the next thing is to approve minutes from February 27th, 2020.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any questions about the minutes? All right. Let's call for a vote. Mr. Beaupre?
Yes.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yeah.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Ms. Damon is yes. So under other business, I could have brought this up in the communications, I guess. Rich Hubble got in touch with me and wanted to know where we were in the Caps Road project. So I got in touch with Justin today just to give him a little background. And the last thing we had asked for was a overlay from C.V. Mahar of the survey and the drainage easement, which we did have. So I'm suggesting that, actually it was a request from Rich, but I think it makes sense, that that Rich and I meet on Zoom with Justin just to bring Justin up to speed on that project. And then at some point we've got to decide what, whether we're going to fund this, whether we're not going to fund it, find out. One of the goals would be to find out from them how much they anticipate contributing to such a project. And so anyway, that's just the communication. Anybody have any comments on that? Bo?
Was there any... because I'm missing, I have a year gap. So I don't know if there was any communications in that year about caps, because the last time I heard the numbers weren't matching up. The numbers between us, what they were paying, what we were paying wasn't matching up.
I don't think we ever came up with any plan, actually. That's one of the things we got to talk about. But what was the latest thing, and I can send you, or Justin, I sent it to Justin so he can just send it out to everybody, was a copy of the plan that was done in December where they put the two things together. We talked about it, I think, last fall, and authorized Marjorie to talk to Bufad and C.V. Mahar. And so it shows the actual drainage easement. It shows it in within the survey, and it also tells how many square feet each person would have to give for a drainage easement. And so he, Justin can get that to everybody. I don't know if everybody's seen that.
All right, that'd be nice. Thank you.
Anything else on this? Anything else for the people who are in the audience? We've lost a lot of people. Okay, seeing none. The next thing, anyone else have any other business? All right, seeing none. We need a motion to go into executive session pursuant to 1 MRSA 405-6A personnel matters include the town administrator.
So move.
Second.
All right, we'll have a quick vote. Mr. Beaupre?
Yes.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Ms. Damon? Bye, Chris.
Good night, Christine. Does that sound like a song?
Don't sing it.
You're gonna have a little
don't worry.
And I see all the other people leaving. Good night, everybody. Thank you for hanging in there.
You too.